Cruise it through the Arizona Hour with Sanderson Ford and Rosie on the house.
When you think early American history, I think a lot of our minds go back to
Plymouth Rock,
Christopher Columbus, Plymouth Rock, Pilgrims, you know, the East Coast. You know, Spanish explorers were in Yuma 80 years before the Pilgrims ever hit Plymouth Rock. 1540 is the earliest recorded history in Yuma. The Yuma Crossing State Park covers five centuries of history. It was the primary crossing into California for hundreds of years, and there was lots of wars with the Spanish, with Indian tribes over control of that passing. And did you know, this one blew my mind. You know what else blew my mind? The fact that lettuce is twice as important to Yuma as wine is to Napa Valley. That blows my mind. But you know, the second most visited spot in the entire state is the Yuma Prison. John, you've never been there as an inmate, have you?
No, that's good news too. It was closed 33 years after it opened. It opened in 1876 and closed 33 years later when Florence was built. And some of the tourism stuff, hopefully Linda will get to. But the cool part about the prison is it was the hellhole. It had the first indoor plumbing in Arizona was at the prison. It was technologically advanced for its day, but of course there was no air conditioning.
It's hard to imagine that's the case when you look at the building itself and those wicked doors. The iron.
Those adobe walls.
Oh,
ooh,
gosh.
Yes.
Ooh.
But the Yuma High School, they held classes there from 1910 to 1914. And legend says that's how they got their nickname of the Yuma High Criminals. It won the second place in USA Today's most interesting mascot names. So in the country, we came in second. We were looking for first, but we're the Yuma High Criminals, and it's a cool logo. It's a cool history.
Now, you brought it up, and we didn't talk about this, so I may be putting you on the spot, but that reminds me, when I was in high school, anytime the Yuma Criminals showed up to a wrestling match, you could tell because their sweats were all inmate old school black and white horizontal stripes. Like, oh, Yuma's here.
Pretty distinct, yeah.
Do they still wear that same horizontal stripe prison suit?
Sometimes they do. Sometimes they do. And they have a it's called crimware. So you can buy the T-shirts and the sweatshirts with the criminal face on them. My kids are still in Southern California, so they're in Huntington Beach, and walk around with this hardened criminal face on their sweatshirts, and it's pretty rare stuff. But you think about that history, and you think about, you know, how that ties to Yuma. Of course, it's a huge draw, but we've evolved from that, from the prison, and talking about it's so hot in Yuma. And I tell people, after 110, it doesn't matter if you're in Phoenix, Albuquerque, Vegas, or Palm Springs. You know, hot is hot. It's so hot down there. It truly isn't. It's the same. But you think of the history of the prison. You think of the history of the high school, having classes at the prison and getting that name. It's kind of fun and interesting.
And talk we have just a few minutes left about the housing. So if you're not staying at the Yuma prison, thankfully that's been closed over 100 years. And that's impressive of itself that it was only open for 30 years. And 100 plus years later, it's still the second biggest tourist attraction in the state. That really tells you about how unique this prison was. But talk about the historic districts for housing in Yuma. Y'all have, I printed off a list and I didn't count, but there's over 100 properties here on the historical registry.
Oh, yeah. The building I'm in this morning, the Yuma County Chamber of Commerce, is housed in the old city hall built in 1920. It's on the National Registry. These walls of this building are concrete. There was a minor earthquake a couple weeks ago, and I didn't feel it. My wife called and said, "Do you feel that?" I'm in a concrete building, and when you think about, there's haunted tours, and hopefully Linda will talk about that. We talk about the hanging tree behind what is now City Hall. The ghost hunters were down here from Phoenix a while back. it's steeped in tradition. You know, back in the day when the river was running wild and was a mile wide, the steamboat captains of the day, they were gods. And back in the late 1800s, this was an interesting place as the river came through here and what that meant to this city and how it grew as a river port and the only crossing to get from the East Coast to the West Coast. But during the gold rush, there's two ways to get to Sacramento, and this is one of the ways they came across. This was the narrowest crossing of the Colorado, which is so popular.
And still, at that time, it was still a mile wide. That was a narrow spot, and it was a mile wide.
It could get a mile wide because there were no dams. You know, back in the late 1800s, there was no series of dams. So it was the narrowest, but it could also be one of the widest, depending upon storms, runoff, a variety of things. It was a really wild river during its day.
John Curtis, the executive director of the Yuma Chamber of Commerce, thanks for spending your Saturday morning with us and getting all of our Arizona listeners in touch and a better feel for Yuma, just another one of the gems that are here in the great state of Arizona. When we get back, we're going to be visiting with Lori Morgan from visityuma.com.